You're listening to Esprit Radio.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
That's right. Welcome to our neighborhood. Welcome to Black on Black Crime, our point counterpoint program where we talk issues, news. Sometimes we play a game or two, but we don't do crime. If you're not familiar with our program, Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. You can join in on today's topic by calling in or sending your comments in the chat room. With that being said, on with the show.
Welcome again to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome. This is our weekly point counterpoint program. And if you don't know, it's when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. Now, on this program, you know, there's a lot in the news, so we're going to start to do a little bit more news for this program, but we may have a black on black crime in here, so just want to make sure I say that. On this program, Bill Cosby calls blacks no grows. We'll put that in context. I don't know what he was talking about, but you'll see. And for the first time, okay, I'm doing a reality show, Shawnee O'Neal versus one of the castmates on her program. Apparently they're having something going on Twitter, you know, just to keep it hot, I guess. And former Vogue editor is not impressed with the Harriet Tubman humor and says something about Russell Simmons. Now, I'm not saying that's a black on black crime, but I understand. So we'll talk about that. We have the world of news and entertainment and more. So I just want to thank you for joining us. You can call in and join us at 909-265-9189 to join in on the program. If you have some comments, you can send them to bobc@soulofsyracuse.com or join our Facebook page at facebook.com/BOBC Show. All right. Now, on the last week's show, we had Russell Simmons versus his Harriet Tubman skit, and that's why we have a comment on this show. We had Cyril Underwood versus natural black hair for the comments that she made, and a North Carolina pastor preferred non-black greeters at their church. We had a preview of what the Watsons go to Birmingham and more, so if you want to check that out, you can check it out in the archives at soulofsyracuse.com/EspriRadio/BOBC, or you can try it this way, EspriRadio.soulofsyracuse.com/BOBC, to check out those shows in the archives. And remember, you can always join us and join our mail list, and we'll send you a link if there's a show that you missed. All right. Now, this week in news, President Obama named two leaders to head the White House initiatives on historical black colleges and universities. Now, Dr. George Cooper was appointed as executive director of the initiative, and Dr. Ivory Tolson as deputy director. Now, the president has called on Dr. Cooper and Tolson to fortify his administration's commitments to HBCUs and to lead our nation's effort to champion both the rich traditions and these esteemed institutions and their promise for the future, is what one of the president's aides, Valerie Jarrett, wrote in her Twitter account. So just in case you didn't know, there was an initiative for HBCUs in 2009. Apparently everybody acts like they forgot, but the president just appointed two new people to head it up. So go check that out. Now, in wedding news, LeBron James, NBA star, MVP, you know, Olympian, LeBron James married his fiancée, Savannah Brunson, this past weekend. and their good friends Beyonce and Jay-Z made it extra special by serenading the couple with Crazy in Love. So the Miami Heat superstar and his high school sweetheart been together since they were like 16. Were wed at the lavish Grand Del Mar in San Diego, California. In attendance, Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, you know, Gabriel Union, all of his NBA representation was there. And the owner of the Miami Heat and his coach, Eric Spoelstra, was also there. So just wanted to make sure we mention that in the news and what was going on. Now, Back is Beautiful is a new tagline declared this past Monday, in the return of the Arsenio Hall show to late night television. And the veteran host had the ratings to prove that he was kind of still the king of late night. Now, after a 19-year absence as the king of nighttime talk TV, Arsenio debuted nationally in syndication by beating every single one of his competitors and the leading demographics. The show debuted with featuring comic Chris Tucker, a guest appearance by Paula Abdul, Snoop Dogg, and he had two musical performances. Now, that was the first night. Now, according to Nielsen, the primary runs of Arsenio averaged 1.5 household rating on Tuesday. That was down from Monday's 1.9, but his two-night average, 1.7, is up significantly 70% over what those stations were averaging a year ago during the same time period. So regardless on what you think, he is bringing ratings to the networks that are showing Arsenio, which they didn't before. So I have to say good job to Arsenio. Now, also we have in the news Open Road and LX Raider, I guess is what it's called, have picked up the U.S. rights to Andre Benjamin's Jimi Hendrix project. Now, it's called All Is By My Side. It's another high-profile film on the life of the real-life person, obviously Jimi Hendrix, that has been, you know, burdened with controversy since it started production. And it also made its world premiere in the Toronto International Film Fest last weekend. So the Jimi Hendrix project is a go, and they just got a distributor for nationally. Now, filmmaker of this of the new Mahalia Jackson scripted film are aiming for a late 2014 release, with Christmas being idea for them. They said it's not the Mahalia Jackson film that Fantasia was set to star in. Now, that project, the Mahalia Jackson's family reportedly had second thoughts about Fantasia playing the part, but this is not that one. This one is based on Mahalia's semi-biographical Just Mahalia Baby is what the book was. It was authored by Mahalia's friend, Lorraine Guru, a distinguished New Orleans writer and editor who had access to a lifetime of Mahalia's memorabilia. So that is coming up soon. So those are some of the projects that's going on in entertainment. I want to welcome you again back to Black on Black Crime. You know, we haven't really gone anywhere, but, you know, we with our year anniversary and all of that good stuff, we had some things going on. So I want to make sure we stayed on track to tell you, you know, welcome and thanks for joining us in on the program. You can call in and join us 909-265-9189, or you can check us out in the chat room. It is now open. I know sometimes that happens, but the chat room is now open. And if you want to send us an email, just bobc@soulofsyracuse.com, and we will get back to you. We'll bring that in. All right. Now, with our news information, in this program, we're going to do a lot of news because there's a lot of stuff that's in the news. So I want to cover some news for Black-on-Black Crime. Now, some of it, maybe Black on Black Crimes, maybe some of it isn't, but we're going to talk about that so that we keep you up to date on Black on Black Crime. But in the meantime, I want to make sure that you check us out and join our fan page at BOBC Show on Facebook. You know, we're just kind of, as our anniversary, we wanted to, you know, make sure we kept up with the social media and kept you in the loop on what was going on Black on Black Crime. Now, if this is, again, if this is your first time joining us or you just tuning in, sometimes you get in late. And everybody on the line, I just want to say thanks for joining us. And if you hit one on your line, hey, we'll bring you in. If you're in the chat room, hey, we'll honor your comments there too. But just remember, we kind of like to keep it clean on Black on Black Crime. So keep your comments relevant. Avoid profanity and vulgarity, or vulgarity and obscenity, because I will cut you off and put you on mute. All right. With that being said, and also I want to remind you to check out Esprit Radio, Esprit Net News, Thursdays, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on BTR. You can check us out on Esprit Radio. You can go to espritradio.solasyracuse.com and check out Esprit Net News. That's where we give you 1 week's worth of news in one sitting. One setting. All right. And, again, you can join in, 909-265-9189, 909-265-9189 to join us. We have a lot more information coming up on the program. We're going to do some news stories today on Black on Black Crime, but we do have some other things that we may throw in there, like these comments about Russell Simmons what he said with the Harriet Tubman skit. But we have that. We have Shawnee O'Neal and her, you know, Basketball Wives cast making some comments from Bill Cosby. I am trying to give Bill Cosby a redemption, so we'll see how that goes. All right, tune in, and thanks for joining us. And you're listening to Black on Black Crime. We'll be back after this break.
Welcome to Esprinet News 90-Second News Break. The U.S. added 169,000 new jobs in August, adding to signs of a strengthening recovery in the world's largest economy. The unemployment rate fell to 7.3%, down from 7.4% in July, the lowest level since December 2008. The average monthly job growth in 2013 is 160,000, which is enough to keep up with population growth. New numbers from the census show half of the U.S. population resides in 146 very large urban and suburban county clusters around the nation's most populous cities. The remaining 156 million Americans are scattered throughout the country's 3,031 smaller counties, boroughs, and parishes. Many of them are rural. A 15-year-old high school student has turned his tech startup company into a multi-million-dollar enterprise in just a couple of years without even taking any time from class. Jalen Bledsoe found Bledsoe Technologies when he was 12 years old. Since then, Bledsoe Technologies has grown into a global enterprise worth around $3.5 million. There you have it. I'm Jerome Esprit for Esprinet News on ACN.
Starting Sunday, this coming Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a new show called Professional Style, where we talk about singles, professionals, parents, travel, lifestyle, and living. If you are a professional, if you're single, you're a parent, or whatever your status in life, Professional Style, every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Ask Kathleen Network.
There are moments in our lives that we'll never forget. Seeing little Stevie Wonder play Fingertips. Catching my first James Bond movie. And the summer my family took a road trip to Birmingham, Alabama. This is our story.
I wanted to work on the Watsons Go to Birmingham as soon as I read the book. I felt like I had an understanding of the characters, and I thought I could really help bring it to life.
It's a great story, and there are images in this film that you just don't see today.
The Watsons Go to Birmingham, it is a story about a family.
Daniel to me is a loving father to his wife and kids, and he brings the levity or the humor to the household.
Kids, I almost wasn't your daddy. You almost had a clown for a daddy named Hambone Henderson.
Hambone.
I play Wilona Watson. I am the mother of Kenny, Byron, and Joetta.
Look at these ears.
Don't try to blame it on my side of the family. Someone switched this child at the hospital.
Children, in a few days, we're going to drive to Birmingham. Time for us to see our family. And for you to get to know your southern roots.
What's the word on them toilets?
That's called outhouse.
You mean if I got to use the bathroom, I got to go outside into a little nasty thing like that?
Five hot dogs, please.
We don't serve your kind here. You won't have to go around back to get something to eat.
I want a hot dog right here, right now. What's the problem?
Well, you better get up off your seat. We done told you not. Now get out.
Marvin.
These boys, they're from Michigan. They don't know how we do things down here in Birmingham.
This is for real down here, and if you don't follow the rules, you can get seriously hurt.
You march? What are you doing out there?
We're fighting for an equal life.
Might be able to do some good down here.
Student. For those of you who want to leave, I won't stop.
When the world sees you walking in peace, segregation will fall.
The thing I like most about this story is it's a real historical event.
Right now, my brothers and sisters,
are you ready to move for justice?
And this allows people to get a perspective of what people went through so people like me could be where they are now. And it's a real life-changing lesson. It makes you feel grateful for what you have.
It's a beautiful thing.
Now, that was the Watsons Go to Birmingham. I know we didn't do it on the live show last time, but it's in the archives, so you can check it out. It's coming on the Hallmark Channel at the end of the month, so I wanted to make sure that we did a preview during the live show so that you can check it out. Now, I want to welcome you back to Black on Black Crime. This show is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people that they won't consider anyone else. Now, before we go into our regular show, which, again, on this program, Bill Cosby calls blacks out their name again. Shawnee O'Neal versus another Basketball Wives castmate and former Vogue editor made some comments about that Harriet Tubman humor that Russell Simmons had. So we'll probably start with that. We're going to go into that first. But on this program, I just want to let you know that we are going to do some news today, you know, just to catch everybody up to speed. And some of them, I don't know how what kind of black-on-black crime tendencies they're going to have in those news stories, but just want to do some offbeat news today as well. Now, you can join us 909-265-9189. If you're already on the line, just hit 1 on the line and I'll bring you in. If you have any comments or questions about the program, if you're in the chat, hey, welcome to the show. And, you know, we'll respect and observe your comments from the chat room. Now, on our first, well, let's do a follow-up. Now, if you remember last week's show, for those who were there, Russell Simmons kind of defended his comments about Harriet Tubman. Or he, you know, they did a Harriet Tubman skit on his YouTube channel. So it went like this. Well, you know, I feel some kind of way about explaining it, but here's the gist of it. His YouTube channel, this is Russell Simmons, he and his and Awesomeness TV, launched a collaborative YouTube channel called All Deaf Digital. Now, they offered this, they produced this comedy skit called the Harriet Tubman Sex Tape. Now, it's a clip described by the network as an off account of how Harriet Tubman blackmailed a slave master into letting her run the Underground Railroad. Okay, so it was tasteless. Now, recently, former Vogue editor-at-large Andre Leon Talley called out Russell Simmons for depicting Harriet Tubman making a sex tape in a comedy video that he produced. He called him out for it. He said, "I don't think Russell should be seated anywhere in the front row this week after having done that disgusting Harriet Tubman production." He said, "He is a man of great achievement. He is a great philanthropist. Why would he think it would be an honorable thing to do?" He also said that he thought it was funny. That's not funny. It's outrageous, disrespectful to the legacy and the history of Harriet Tubman and the struggle. So, Andre Leon, who, again, this is talking about Fashion Week and his placement on seating, he's saying he shouldn't get any special privilege because of the disrespect that he showed for Harriet Tubman. Now, I'm going to say before, you know, anybody comes in here that last week we definitely ran through the list. Everybody acknowledges that it was a black-on-black crime. It was not even close that Russell Simmons doing that was just kind of disrespectful, and he probably he shouldn't have done it. Anybody with any common sense. But for Andre Leon Talley, like, I don't think, or Leon Talley, I don't think that this is a black-on-black crime just because he's just saying what we all said last week. So, you know, and on that note, you know, Russell Simmons actually came back on Twitter and he apologized to Talley. Now, he said that he apologized and he asked, and he also, in a backhanded way, kind of criticized them as well. He said, "I'm really sorry, FYI. I've done more for blacks in the fashion and gay rights than you. Can I get a break?" is what Russell said. Now, I don't know what I think about that, but I think that was Russell kind of being Russell, right? He still had to take a shot at him, even though he would want to concede that he conceded that he was wrong. But I don't think Russell likes anybody taking shots at him. But who does? So we might as well just put that out there. So that was pretty much the gist of that story. I didn't bring add any internet comments on this because the internet comments were not nice. So the comments that we were getting were not nice as well. But we're not going to put those on a program because then we would be creating the same black on black crimes, and that's not going to happen. So I just want to say, for the record, since the commissioner's not in at the moment, that this is definitely a black-on-black crime, was not even close, and, you know, from Russell Simmons' standpoint, but not from Mr. Talley's standpoint, but, you know, but I wouldn't go that far. Now, I just want to let you know, you can join in the comment on this at any time. If you just hit one on your lines, I'll bring you in, because it just seems like I thought the story was a little flat for me, but I just wanted to make sure I brought that in because I saw that trending and whatever it was doing in a blogosphere. So just wanted to make sure that we kind of called that out when we saw it on Black Crime. Now, just want to remind you, you can check out Nerdy Black Chicks show on Nerdy Black Chicks Radio. That's on BTR. It is a great show. Lavinia, Bugetto, all those guys over there are nuts. And comes on every Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern. If you want to step in and check that show out, it is a good show. Talking about today's topics and current affairs, that kind of thing. Whatever is going on in the world. Kind of like what we do, sort of, but from a nerdy black chick perspective. So that is the name of the show. Check it out when you get a chance. It is on BTR. And I'll try to convince them to come over on Esprit Radio while we're at it. We might as well simulcast like we do other shows. So we'll see what we can do. And you want to check out Professional Style on ACN. Also, that is Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you didn't hear the commercial. You can check out Kathleen, our commissioner, on ACN and talk about style and fashion and all those other cute things that are going on in the world. That wasn't a slam one way or another. Don't send me no emails for that. So, again, I just want to remind you, you're listening to Black on Black Crime. And make sure you join us and friend us or like us on Facebook. We're going to start putting out some extra things on Facebook for Black on Black Crime. Now, before we go into our next topic, you know, I usually kind of take a break in between these, but I do want to talk about a new story that's out. Now, this one is a positive news story. I know. You don't think you have very many of those out just generally, but this is a positive news story out of, well, let me see if I can remember the area that it's out of. I want to say it's California. Here's what I'll do. I would think it was out of California, but this is still in entertainment, so I want to do this. Now, because it's a first in Hollywood, and it's a surprising twist that writer, producer, and star Marlon Wayans has reached out and cast a comedian via Twitter. Now, this is the first major role in his new horror comedy, you know, feature film called Haunted House 2. It's a follow-up to his 2012 surprise box office hit, A Haunted House. They said it's crossing new lines and breaking old barriers, A Haunted House 2. Now, it is the sequel of this hit that was starring Marlon Wayans, who played Malcolm. And who else was in that? Good Lord. I know Cedric the Entertainer was in it. And quite a few people. For some reason, I'm drawing a blank. But he played Malcolm, and after exercising the demons from his ex, he started fresh with his new girlfriend and his new two children. They moved into their dream house, and Malcolm was once again plagued by bizarre paranormal events. So it's a spoof on all the horror movies, but A Haunted House 2 with Marlon Wayans has become the first one to do a flat Twitter casting, and actually, you know, was successful. So they actually have one of the main roles cast on Twitter. So we're going to see how that goes. But that should be pretty interesting that he did that. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to Marlon Wayans for being creative, doing something different in the entertainment business. And I'm sure other people will jump on the bandwagon and try to follow that. All right, great job. Now, you're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. You can join us. You can call in. Hit us up in chat. If you're already on the line, hit 1. We'll bring you in. We have more news and entertainment on the show today. And also, we haven't talked about the Bill Cosby. I want to give Bill Cosby a redemption, but I'm not really sure. So we'll see how that's going to go and see if it's worthy of a redemption because he made some more comments. We'll have to see how this goes. All right, you're listening to Black on Black Crime. We'll be back after this break.
Straight from Red Lobster Chef to your table for a limited time. It's our seafood dinner for two for just $25.
A handcrafted seafood feast made to share. First, you each get salad and unlimited Cheddar Bay biscuits. Then choose two from a wide variety of chef-inspired entrees, like our new honey garlic crispy shrimp or new seafood lover's linguine. Round out your seafood dinner with your choice of either an appetizer or dessert to share. Don't miss our seafood dinner for two, just $25. At Red Lobster, where we seafood differently.
You wake up in your luxury bed and slide out of your luxury sheets. You get into your luxury shower and dry off with your luxury towel. You put on your luxury suit and your luxury watch. You grab your luxury coffee from your luxury coffee maker and add some luxury sugar. You step out of your luxury house and step into your luxury car, which makes everything else seem ordinary. Introducing the Acura RLX, with dual-eye LED headlights and precision all-wheel steering. It's luxury, taken to a whole new level.
You know, there are a lot of choices out there for late-night talk shows, but here's the reason you're going to watch mine.
It is off the chain.
And that's a guy dressed as a scientist. You can go now. I got this.
The Arsenio Hall Show.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 888-927-2498. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 888-927-2498. That's 888-927-2498.
Adidas and Adidas are sneaker leaders for years. You can say what you wanna, but my Adidas is here. I'm higher, flyer, no higher, like 40 Benz in a Jag. X and a rapper alive, the rib invented the swag. I'm in my pro models that I model like the pro. I go full throttle, I'm a lot like Sarah Cole. White superstars with the three black stripes. I'm like a dog when I'm rocking this mic. We rule hip hop and all of the sports. The man on the beat is a track, of course.
Susie is dying to meet you. Oh. Steer clear of Kristen. She can't control herself around chocolate. She'll devour you.
Really?
I'd be a terrible friend if I didn't warn you. Gotta go.
Yeah, thanks for introducing us.
Anything for a friend.
Ooh, strong grip. Ow!
So, you want to grab a bite somewhere?
Here's fine.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Ah!
Welcome back to Black on Black Crime. I'm your host, Jerome. You know, I forgot to talk about the Floyd Mayweather fight for those people who got a chance to see that. Floyd Mayweather further strengthened his claim to greatness with a one-sided defeat of Saul Alvarez in Las Vegas. In doing so, the 36-year-old secured the WBC and WBA light middleweight titles and stretched his unbeaten professional run to 45 fights. Now, 45 is a good number, right? Because he pocketed about $45 million for his effort. That is a world record payoff. And the fight is set to go down as the most lucrative pay-per-view show in history. Now, Mayweather has now made $73 million for two fights in 2013 and, I guess, in 14. He easily, well, yeah, in 1 year, I'm sorry. two fights in 2013, made $73 million. Now, he easily beat the fellow American Robert Guerrero in May, making him the highest-paid athlete in the world for the second successive year. So Floyd Mayweather, no matter how much you want to hate on that kid, made a lot of money. So I just wanted to make sure we mention that because we do have him in the banner to talk about Floyd Mayweather. And just in case you checked out the fight and you wanted to comment on it, there's no black-on-black crime there. Just wanted to make sure I mentioned some news in today's show. Now, I just want to remind you, you are listening to Black on Black Crime on SB Radio. You can call in and join us, or you can catch us out in the archives if you missed any of our other shows in the past. You can check us out at espritradio.solarsyracuse.com/BOBC. All right. Now, this one is going to be a little short when we talk about black-on-black crime because I don't really watch a lot of reality shows. I don't really watch reality shows at all. But Shawnee O'Neal, the ex-Shaquille O'Neal, produces a show called Basketball Wives. Now, ironically about the show that most of the women on there are basketball ex-wives, but that's a whole nother story. So Basketball Wives has Shawnee O'Neal and Tammy Roman, who's formerly the first group that was in Real World on MTV, and she's former Kenny Anderson, NBA star Kenny Anderson's ex-wife. Now, Tammy Roman, who was known for causing drama on this VH1 show, is possibly leaving the show. However, when curious Twitter fans asked about that, when they asked her if she'll be returning for next season, she said no. Then she asked, or they asked if she planned on leaving, and she said no. Then when asked if she was coming back for next year, her response was, if there is one, like if there is a show. Now, so the fans then turned to Shawnee, the producer, Shawnee O'Neal, and then they asked her if Tammy really quit the Basketball Wives, and her response was, she did, like with question marks. And then she just said, that's interesting, is what Shawnee. So there's no real fighting here, but to throw a little, to fan the flames a little bit, Claudia Jordan, model, TV hopes, host, Deal or No Deal radio commentator, Claudia Jordan, welcomed Tammy to the cast of Tiny Tonight, which is returning September 20th on VH1. So apparently Tammy Roman is going on another show. Now, I know this does seem like a black-on-black crime, and it really isn't because they haven't taken any shots. But in the news, in our blogosphere, people are talking about this. I don't know what to think about it, but you can have two jobs at once, and so it doesn't seem like a really big deal. I don't know why anybody's concerned. That would just be me. But anyway, so one's confirmed, one isn't, and now we know that she's going to be on another show. If you like her or like the show, you can check her out on Tiny Tonight, which is returning September 20th. It's Claudia Jordan. Who else is on there? Tiny from T.I. and Tiny, I guess T.I. Harris's wife, Tiny, who used to be in the group Escape. She's there. Trina, the rapper Trina, is there also. And I think Tamar Braxton was there. So maybe she's replacing Tamar or something. I don't know. But anyway, we'll have to see how that's going to go. Now, I just want to remind you, you're listening to Black on Black Crime on SB Radio. You can call in and join us. Just had to give you a little bit of gossip while I was at it. And welcome everybody who's on the line and the folks in the chat room. Welcome to the show. We have a lot more stuff left, but I'm going to play a little bit later Disaster Kit because, you know, since we're on our anniversary time, you know, we've been in business for about a year. So we're going to play Disaster Kit because I think since it's hurricane season coming in, we might want to play something that's going to get you prepared for, you know, just we just want to keep you prepared. I didn't know how to even sum that up, Disaster Kit. But KRS-One did a great song called Disaster Kit. It just tells you how to get prepared in the event of a natural disaster. So, you know, I definitely want to play that a little bit later. But right now, we have just some more entertainment news I want to cover before we go into the Bill Cosby jammy. Before we go into the Bill Cosby thing. Now, officially, BET has canceled Read Between the Lines. Now, I don't know anything about that show either. According to Deadline, who also added that the network has already ordered a second season of the freshman drama Being Mary Jane, even though its first season hasn't even debuted yet. So it's slated to air as a regular series during the first half of 2014. That's Being Mary Jane. And also a talk show hosted by Bishop T.D. Jakes, Mind, Body, and Soul, will air on Sundays. Now, that's starting this fall on BET. They announced that it's reviving its their Comic View show as well. That's going to be returning this fall. So that is all on BET. So we'll have to just keep an eye on that. We're going to take a break. Check out a little bit of, you know, Disaster Kit and come back with more Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. Remember, you can join us, call in, or you can hit us in the chat room. Doesn't matter. We'll get back with you. Thanks for joining in. This is Jerome. We'll be back with you in a second. All right. Thanks for listening.
Whatever might go down, we're gonna survive that.
Walls and shelter,
we're gonna find that.
When you hear this sound,
you know that I'm back.
Hey,
it's where I put your mind.
When
at
that disaster hit, don't you get trapped in it. You must always stay prepared with your disaster kit. In the club, you might be drunken, so you may laugh at it. But when you sober up, you know it. Here's what you have to get. Stay prepared, never be fearful or even scared. These natural disasters cannot be compared. So rise and realize you will survive. In the meantime, prepare yourself with these supplies. Get coils of rope and coils of wire. In a waterproof container, put all your fire. Like matches and candles, and don't wear sandals. Get some hard boots and work gloves to handle the situation. Cause when disaster hits the nation, you and your family gonna need your medication. Antibiotics, aspirin, the chronic, even health foods like vitamins and garlic, pain relievers, inhalers and breathers. And make sure you got something that can take down a fever. A spray bottle of water with 10% bleach, so you can disinfect the objects you reach. And speaking of bleach, here's what I teach. Don't think that you could drink the water from the beach. You're gonna have to drink that water from your hood and purify your water to make sure it's all good. Put things in order. Put 8 drops of pure unscented liquid bleach into the water. Use only 8 drops for every 1 gallon you're working. You'll need about 5 gallons a person. With no water, things could get lethal. It's dehydration, not starvation, that kills people. So look for the water first. Don't be robbing and looting and stealing and killing. That'll only make things worse. Be smart, plan ahead. Save some cash, a radio, some gas, and some blow-up beds. Keep your disaster kit high on the shelf. Put your weapons, you might have to defend yourself. Get a flashlight, chemical light sticks, and hold that. A compass, some dry food, maybe a roadmap. Don't forget things like peroxide and Listerine, bandages and antihistamines, like Benadryl. So when things get ill, you will survive because you really got skill. You opened your eyes after you gotten your list of supplies. Check your attitude, know that you're gonna survive.
Whatever might go down,
we're gonna survive that.
food, clothes, and shelter.
We're gonna find that.
When you hear this sound,
you know that I'm back.
Hey,
it's where I put your mind at.
Dove Men Plus Care presents How to Stay in Shape. Step one, gotta work those arms.
How was it?
Good.
Step two, keep those legs strong. And step three, don't forget your back. Dove Men Plus Care. Care for what matters.
Back to Black on Black Crime. We're pretty much doing a show full of news today. Just want to keep you in a loop, let you know what's going on. But you can join in on the program if you like. Hit one on your phone if you're already on the line, or you can hit us up in chat. I'm your host, Jerome. Now, on this program, you know, we talked about the Basketball Wives kind of stuff. We gave you that news and some of the comments on the follow-up from our Russell Simmons versus that Harriet Tubman skit from Andre Leon Talley, who made a comment about Russell Simmons. But now we're going to go directly into Bill Cosby. Now, we've done this in the past on the show where Bill Cosby has been kind of dragged over the mud a little bit for some of the comments, but I want to give Bill Cosby a redemption today. I don't know why I want to give Bill Cosby a redemption, but real Bill Cosby's redemption is coming in this way. He and Don Lemon, who made our Uncle Ruckus watch last time, discussed on CNN this past weekend just black men needing to raise their kids kind of thing, those discussions again. So we have some comments from Bill Cosby that I'm saying, okay, let's give Bill Cosby another shot and let's talk about some of the comments that he made. Now, Bill Cosby, on this program, you know, talked about what he sees as an over-emphasizing of, well, he said an over-emphasis on medicating juvenile inmates versus counseling. He said, if you drug these people and then you release them, there is no prescription for them when they get to, there's no prescription for them to get to take to do the same thing, and they go back to the same place. Is what that was his quote, so I stumbled over it because it was his quote. He said, adding, now about this time, this is when you hear the no grows jump up and say, why don't you talk about some of the good things? He said, because the good things happen to be taking care of themselves pretty well, is what he answered. We are trying to help those genius, not genius, people who deserve, because they are human beings on this earth. In the United States of America, we are trying to get them in a position so that they will understand and want to. Now, I am going to make a comment on this because I was trying to figure out if he was trying to clean it up or if he was just saying, or if he was making an excuse. Now, I didn't have the internet comments for you because they were, again, pretty nasty, even the ones that we received about him. But they weren't good about Bill. But I just want to say this. I understand the point that Bill is making, but Bill, you're talking to the wrong crowd when you say you're talking to the people who don't understand this, but you're talking to them on CNN. It just kind of sends a bad message, Bill. But I'm going to give you a pass on that part. But calling the names of not geniuses and no bros kind of stuff, that just seems a bit beneath you, Bill. So I'm not gonna even bash you. We're not committing any black on black crimes on this one. Now, Don Lemon, CNN's Don Lemon, also asked Bill Cosby, why is it so hard for some people to get the message, to hear the message, and to receive the message, and or without lashing out? So Bill Cosby's response to this was, well, it's because they feel embarrassed, is what Cosby replied. And related a story about Sammy Davis Jr. He said, we were playing in a routine, and I told him I knew something. He said, no, you don't. I said, I do. I said it. And he said, no, that's not the way it goes. I said the same thing louder, and he said, Bill, saying it louder doesn't make it right. So although Bill Cosby told that story about Sammy Davis Jr., he's still not listening to Sammy Davis Jr. because saying it and repeating the same things doesn't make it right either, Bill. So I just want to make sure, even in that context, that Bill Cosby is not even relating his story back to what he's saying. It doesn't make it right. And if Sammy Davis saw you had some character flaws in the way you were thinking, I think you probably still have them, son. But that's just my opinion. You don't have to take that. Just saying. All right. He also added that one of the sights that he liked to see more of is what he saw at the Essence Fest, walking around to see black men with his see a black male with his child on his shoulders and holding He also encouraged young people who might not be able to go to prestigious colleges to a prestigious college to go to a community college. He said, okay, you backed up and you didn't do well, you quit school, but now you find a need that you need high school credential. He said, go to a community college. Okay, so I don't really mean to go all Limbaugh on Bill Cosby on this, because I was willing to give him a pass, and I was hoping that, you know, I would be talked down from this. Anyone on the line, you can hit one, and I will bring you in on this. But before you do that, understand this. Bill Cosby is talking about people who are not watching CNN on CNN. So technically, this is not going to filter to them. So what he's telling the people who think that black people are mostly uneducated black folks, he is wrong for that. I don't think Bill Cosby still sees his stature and his voice yet, so I can't give him a pass, and you're not coming back into the good graces. I think we're still kind of on the Uncle Ruckus watch list for Bill Cosby, so I was willing to give him a shot and to say, yeah, it wasn't that bad, but technically, I still don't think that we should be looking at Bill Cosby as a leader. That is just my thing. So I just wanted to say that for the record on the Bill Cosby topic. But you're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. You can call in and join us, 909-265-9189, or you can check us out in the archives. That's espritradio.solarsyracuse.com/BOBC. Remember, we're here on Mondays, Esprit Radio. Check your local listings. I'm just joking. You can download our blog, our podcast, anytime you like, and check out our show. Now, in the world of news and entertainment, just wanted to make sure I got this, David and his wife, Tamela Mann, began their careers as a part of Kirk Franklin and the Family. Now, later, they went to Tyler Perry's, you know, cast them in the plays Diary of a Mad Black Woman, Medea Goes to Jail, and some other plays. And that success led the couple to meet the Browns. Now, the Browns, or the Manns, are thinking about doing a reality show called Meet the Manns. Now, I don't know what station is coming on. We don't have any more details, but apparently they're actually doing a reality show. Now, if there's one that I'm going to watch, I would watch that one. They seem like great people. So I want to make sure I mention Meet the Manns that are coming out. And you know, David Mann said that everybody knows Kara and Mr. Brown, but with this, you get to see his whole family. So this is going to be pretty interesting that you get to see their children and what they do behind the scenes. So that was pretty cool for Tamla and David Mann for their upcoming reality show, Meet the Browns. I'll probably watch that one. Now, Queen Latifah also this week said that she would be totally open to bringing the cast of her sitcom together for a reunion. And if you don't remember, that would be Living Single. Now, the talk show host told Essence.com that she believes that it's a good idea, and she sounded excited about the prospect of getting her old co-stars back together. She said, "Oh, man, I would love to. I was just talking to Kim Coles the other day, and Erica Alexander and I were texting. Living Single cast is like family to me," is what Latifah said. "We spent 5 years together. I love them. Everybody is doing different things all over the place. That will always be my family." Latifah pointed out that she was also the one that decided to walk away because she wanted to explore other avenues. Now, as far as we knew that they were canceled, that's how it came out that they were canceled. But Latifah, maybe they canceled them because Latifah wanted to leave. So we'll have to kind of update our perspective on that. Now, Showtime is developing an hour-long scripted drama, and it's set in the world of NBA basketball, unprofessional basketball. Now, specifically, it'll take a behind-the-scenes look at how an NBA team is run. Now, Laker executive Jeannie Buss, as well as former Los Angeles Laker coach Phil Jackson, who are also executive producers, along with Kirk Rambis, who's a former Lakers star and now assistant coach, and his wife, Linda Rambis, is now created the show that is going to show NBA behind the scenes. Now, we don't know how far they're going to go back. I don't know if it's a documentary or I think it's a scripted show, but I get the sneaky suspicion, and this is just me being suspicious, but I get the sneaking suspicion that this is because of the way Hit the Floor, how successful that scripted show was on VH1. Now, Hit the Floor is put together by Elise Neal. She's executive producer and wrote that. And I think those guys said, "Hey, we could do a version of that," but they're going to do it on Showtime, so it's going to be probably a little bit more cussing, a little bit raunchier or something. All right, but we'll check and see how that's going to turn out. I just want to thank you for joining us. You're listening to Black on Black Crime on Esprit Radio. Tune in next week and check us out. Hey, we don't know what the topics are yet, but we'll be back with some more exciting topics. Wanted to give you some news today, news and information, and some things to make you think. If you want to write us and tell us some comments that you've had on some of the topics that we had on the show today, feel free and write us at radio@espritmedia.com or bobc@solasyracuse.com. Or you can also leave some comments on our Facebook fan page that's on Facebook, BOBC Show, if you want to make some comments on there. Now, I want to thank you again for joining us. And for all the folks that's on the line or in the chat room, thanks for joining us on Black on Black Crime. We'll see you again next week for more of the show. All right. Tune in later. I want to remind you that all content of this program is protected, may not be reproduced, distributed, transmitted, or otherwise published without prior written permission. All rights are reserved.